The FBI has just named North Korea as the culprit in the Sony cyber attack. How is the U.S. going to respond? Just one of the many issues facing President Obama when he meets the press this afternoon before leaving for Hawaii a little bit later. And here to preview it all, Molly Ball, political writer at The Atlantic, and Mark Landler, White House correspondent for The New York Times. Mark, first to you. You and I have covered North Korea and the relationship with the U.S., but this is a whole new chapter. How can they respond? They say it's outside the bounds of acceptable state behavior. They're not saying it's an act of war. They can certainly take covert steps as well as overt steps.
Well, you're right, Andrea, and I think a lot of the focus will be on returning fire, as it were, by trying to do cyber steps in response to what the North Koreans have done here. I mean, today is actually somewhat historic. It's the first time the U.S. has formally fingered a sitting foreign government and accused it of a cyber attack against the United States. So it will call out for something. But, you know, as your previous guest pointed out, it's tricky because the country's already so heavily sanctioned. It's hard to see what economic steps we can really take that would be truly punishing. And even cyber retaliation is difficult because this is a country that's not wired